When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Masturbators is part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network, along with some other pretty amazing shows like An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, Season to Season, The Simplest, and Toontastic Journeys. You can find all of these podcasts and more at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now remember, Masturbators is filmed before a live social media audience, and it's a mature show that talks about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day.
Helloeth, helloeth, and helloeth. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network Draft. My name is Lord DeAndre Robson from the House of Masturbators. And these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Lady Shanna.
Well, that's probably the one and only time I've ever been called a lady. But I appreciate it. You are a gentleman and a scholar. I am Shanna, co-host of Crime Rewind and the soon-returning Literature Reapers. Excited to hang out and draft with my friends.
Lord Harvey from the House of Men of the Press.
Hello, Governor. It is I. This is the best Estonian accent I got, and I'm done with it. Yeah, okay, yeah.
You're not British.
Lord Harvey of the Regal Laguerre family. This is going to be fun. I think this is going to be interesting. I like both of these topics. I think we're going to have some fun. Let's do this. Let's go. Let's go.
Lady Amanda from the House of Syphilis.
Well, I thought
you said syphilis.
That's why I said it fast.
That's what,
yes.
That's what Freddie's been saying from the beginning. Thinks I'm saying syphilis. First of all, I do not have syphilis. Second of all, Jerry, I would have presumed you to be from the House of Slytherin, but I guess that's neither here nor there. I think you're talking about Game of Thrones, though, aren't you?
I'm just See. I'm going to do an accent.
Okay. Well, damn, I had something to say and I forgot. And oh yeah, I'm Amanda, House of the Sip List, and my family crest is a bottle of wine.
Nice.
Nice. Happy to be here.
Casey from the House of Literature Reapers via Evening Movies.
Oh, he's special.
And next door neighbor to the House of Season to Season as well. So I'm happy to be back. I had a week off last week. Family obligations aside, I'm ready to cut some throats, break some hearts, and I'm coming for the House of Men of the Prize. Hashtag sleep with one eye open, Harvey Laguerre.
Thank you. He stole my veto.
Awesome.
I didn't steal it. I earned it. When?
All right. And because she doesn't like this show.
Harvey.
Lady Kendra, House of Dragons.
That show is so dumb. Was that what was playing before we got? That show's so boring. Oh my god!
What show was it? What were you guys watching?
House of was it Game of Thrones? House of Stupid Dragon Show. It's so boring. That's the stupidest show they've ever created.
I have never watched it.
Don't.
I tried. I couldn't even read the book. I tried to read the books first, and I was oh my god! It was ridiculous.
Don't you like the movie How to Train Your Dragon, though? So
I haven't seen that.
Oh, I thought I
don't. No, I know. Everyone says it's really good. I'll check it out. But I don't like those things. It's like, why are you talking like that? Why are we doing this? But yeah, I'm Kendra. I'm excited to be here. I had a really funny day at work. So I'll tell you guys later. This kid's, oh my god.
Fuck them kids.
No, it was really, I'll just say, we were learning about how music impacts, like makes you feel, and we were like singing Old MacDonald. She's like, how does that make you feel? One kid's like, sad. And she's like, why does it make you feel sad? She's like, because my uncle died. And it was like, what did I do? Wow. Because my aunt, this girl is a habitual liar, though. So let's not feel she's got a baby sister. There's a lot of lies from this one kid, but just deadpan Jason Bateman because my uncle died. I was like, I turned around and was like,
I would have been like, was your uncle a farmer?
Was it McDonald's? Oh. So funny. It's hilarious.
Kids are like that. They're like that.
Okay. Well, Lord Josh.
Maybe it's just my fam. My mom, I called her at lunch and was like, told her, and she thought that was hilarious. It's just our
personalities. Okay. Josh, I called you Lord first. Jesus.
I mean, ain't no way to really follow up that. But I'm excited to be here. Even though I feel like the R&B topic, I'm just not equipped for.
But it's all good. I'll
try my best.
Were you alive in the 90s?
How? Yeah.
Because I didn't listen to no R&B in the 90s. Well, I listened to pop, and I listened to, like, alternative music.
I was going to say, wait, you like anime, so you probably listen to that around the world.
Don't you dare hate on Daft Punk.
No, I mean, he wasn't into that.
Daft Punk a little bit. Linkin Park was my jam, though.
Okay. It's all right, bro. We put you out of your wheelhouse. It's fine.
Oh, I know. I'm going to do all right. It just, it was hard. I had to do a lot of research.
Okay. So we are going to do two drafts a day. First things first, Harvey did win the veto. So he has 8 drafts, 4 weeks to use the veto. Okay. Also, he got a very special.
Suck it.
He has a very special prize that he can, when we do it, he can announce it for himself. So our first draft, we will do slogans. Kendra, do you want to talk about this draft?
Yeah, slogans. You know, you hear them every day on commercials, advertisements. Mm-hmm. It's why we buy things, why we know things. Slogans.
Okay. All right. And here's the order. Shanna, Harvey, myself, Amanda, Casey, Kendra, Josh. Like always, round two is Snake style. So it goes Josh, Kendra, Casey, Amanda, myself, Harvey, and Shanna. All right, Shanna, you're first.
I'm going to go with my favorite slogan of all time. I shit my pants.
Damn you.
What's that from?
I shipped my pants. You guys haven't seen that one?
It's Old Navy.
No. Oh, okay.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And everybody's like, did you ship your pants? I shipped my pants.
All right.
It just sounds like they're saying I shipped my pants.
All right. So, yeah, no offense to everybody else, but to her, but when you do say your slogan, do the product as well. So, okay. All right, Harvey. Pants. Harvey's on you.
All right. I'm going to take the easy one and let's go with Just Do It.
Of course.
Thanks for leaving that for me, by the way.
Yeah, that one getting to me.
All right. It's on me. I'm going to get the other
one. Thanks for winning your fucking draft again because you got the easy one, asshole.
You always get the easy ones.
Harvey, the Just Do It's from Nike. It's on me. I'm going to go Got Milk from, you know.
Damn
milk.
It.
No. From cows. From Big cow.
All right. Amanda.
Well, I guess I'll go. You know what? I'm just going to start taking my favorites. I'm not going to try to be popular. I am going with Stack That Smiles Back Goldfish.
I have that on my list.
I'm going with the ones I like to sing.
Okay. Casey. Casey, you're talking.
Gatorade.
Sorry.
What?
What's the slogan?
He's on delay, so I didn't hear. Sorry about that, Casey.
You like Mike. Gatorade.
Okay.
Oh, I had a different one for Gatorade. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's multiple slogans for every company.
I guess it depends on what time frame you're coming from. So, but we can't use the same company more than once, right?
I didn't hear
that. I think you can.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
They've
different
had more than one. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because people have been around for fucking ever have changed their... Okay, cool.
Kendra.
I want my MTV
Mm-hmm.
One. I have that one too.
So I'm saying that's on TV, right? Okay.
Yeah. All right. VH1, but
uh-huh. All right, we're gonna start out with Taste the Rainbow Skittles.
No.
You should have said it first.
I thought about it. I really did think about it. I was gonna take it next.
And then
Hold on. My man's excited.
Come on, bro.
Hold your wad there, pal.
Okay. All right. So we got I Ship My Pants, Old Navy, Just Do It, Nike, Got Milk. The snack that smells like Goldfish. Be Like Mike, Gatorade. I Want My MTV. And Taste the Rainbow Skittles. All right, Josh.
All right, I'm going with Yum Yum Get You Some Dano's Seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, they used that slogan to describe me way before Dano's.
Nice. All right, Kendra.
I'm loving it. McDonald's.
All right, Casey.
Let's see, Bud, Wise, Budweiser.
All right, Amanda.
I'm trying to like go half season on mine, so I'm gonna go with a fictional one now. I am going with We're Better Than You and We Know It, Globo Gym from Dodgeball.
Nice.
That's actually a good one, actually. Mm-hmm.
You said we could do that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
I am going to Breakfast of Champions, Wheaties.
Nice. We were just talking about Wheaties today.
We were. That's why I got it from. All right, Harvey.
Let's go with old school, and let's go with Where's the Beef?
Yeah. Oh, it's nice to think a Euro trip where that guy's like, where's the beef?
Where's the beef, Wendy's?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's
the beef? And Shanna.
I'm going to go with the impeccable, It's My Money and I Want It Now.
J.G. Wentworth. Wait. So I had that as one of mine. Was J.G. Wentworth 877 Cash Now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a slogan or a jingle.
Yeah, I guess it's a jingle. You're right. Okay.
So we got Yum Yum Get You Some. I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. Bud Wise or We're Better Than You, We Know It. Breakfast of Champions. Where's the Beef? And It's My Money and I Want It Now. Shanna.
I'm going to go with I Don't Want to Grow Up Because If I Did, I Couldn't Be a Toys R Us Kid.
That's a good one. I miss Toys R Us.
We all grew up and it disappeared. We ruined it.
No. I drove by after they put that sign up that I guess everybody grew up and I bawled his
Yeah.
Dang, dagger to the heart.
Right?
Never put that sign up. Shit.
Why you hurt us that way?
Go to Carl's Jr. and cheer myself up.
Harvey.
I put that shit on everything.
Good one.
Sorry.
And who was that?
That is Frank's Red Hot.
That was my next one, Harvey.
You're welcome.
Damn it.
I'm going to go The Few, The Proud, The Moons. Mm.
Nice.
Amanda.
Crap. Harvey took mine. I'm going to go with Melts in Your Mouth, Not in Your Hand.
Oh, that sucks.
Damn.
I can't believe that lasted.
I'm surprised that made it. Yeah.
The innuendo.
Those sexy M&Ms.
Yeah.
I know.
According to Fox News.
Just the green one. We got to ban those M&Ms. Those cartoon green
ones. Wearing heels.
Did you guys grow up thinking that green meant you were horny?
No.
Or was that just like an 80s thing? It was like red M&Ms. I never heard of that
until I saw it on TV.
Okay. Green is supposed to, the color green is supposed to make you horny. There was all these studies about like red and yellow make you hungry, which is why McDonald's uses it. Green's supposed to make you horny. Red M&Ms cause cancer. I don't know. It was a whole thing in the 80s.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
Oh, man, can you imagine being colorblind when eating M&Ms?
My mom,
what does brown do?
All right, Kendra, it's on you.
Oh, I wrote these in hand. I scribbled these this morning.
Did Casey go?
Yeah, Casey didn't go.
Oh, shit. No, sorry.
What the fuck?
Hold on. That hurts in my fault. We were better than you know it. It was kind of long, so it like was two. Oh. Sorry, Casey, on you. Sorry about that, Casey.
Fucking cheater. Goddamn. Mm-hmm.
God damn.
The choice of a new Pepsi.
The choice of a new generation.
Oh. It's Coke, right?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Oh, Pepsi. Duh.
All right, Kendra, that was you.
Easy breezy, beautiful.
Cover girl. Nice. Good one.
We have the meats. Arby's.
Yes. For sandwiches.
That's a good one.
How do I forget
love
about
me some Arby's? All right. So we got I Don't Want to Grow Up, Up the Shit of Everything, A Few the Problem Marines, Melting Your Mouth, Not Your Hands, The Choice of New Generation, Easy Breezy Beautiful, and we have the meats. Josh, round four.
Good things come in pink boxes.
That's what I say.
Right on.
Yeah, it's like, what is that?
What is that?
With, Voodoo Donuts.
That's right. We're about to get one.
They own pink boxes. Have you not been to LA and seen an Asian owned donut shop all over?
Hey, they started in Portland. Because
they coined it. It's theirs now.
They're going to come to LA for a good donut, not a dry donut, Voodoo.
Not a dry one.
Their restaurants are so pretty. Like, I go into a Voodoo Donuts and I'm like,
No, LA.
Ones here in Portland.
Take
the one down in downtown. That one ain't so pretty.
We don't have one, but we're getting ready to get one.
All right, Kendra.
Finger looking good, KFC.
Good one.
Sorry.
Casey.
A diamond is forever. De Beers.
Nice.
Adam explains it all. Made me see De Beers company in a different light.
Oh.
Amanda.
Okay, I'm going back to a fictional one. Feeling so silky smooth, just let it shine through.
Cog, Soul Glow.
Soul Glow. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, good pick.
Just let yourself.
Which, hold on. Okay, so I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to give it to you.
Is that not right?
No, it's right. But
it's a song,
that,
though.
Is that a jingle, or is
oh, that you know what? Okay, you're right, because I can pick a different one. I kind of got those mixed up. Okay, I'll pick a different one.
You missed. You missed that one. That's
wide. It was wide left.
Sorry, okay, Megan. I'm pretty sure this one is a slogan. Who are you going to call?
There you go.
Okay.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm
just... No, I'm kidding. We knew what you meant.
The new one. It's okay. The new Ghostbusters.
One good?
Patton Oswalt's part, if you asked me in 2 weeks, was he in that movie? I was dead asleep during his part. My apologies.
Wow.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
To his credit, I took a lot of adult treats before the movie.
No, you can't say that. You personally can't say it. But I understand. It was on me. What happened in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Damn it.
I had that one too.
That Vegas. Was my...
I was like, is that four?
The slogan is actually what happens here stays here.
What's happening here stays here. But I like what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. That sounds better. So there you go. I'm going to keep that one. All right. Harvey.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico.
It's Geico, not Gecko.
They were really smart. They only have to pay like a voice actor all these years, not a face. Smart.
Shanna.
I'm going to go with tastes so good, cats ask for it by name. Meow, thanks.
I used to sing that song to Kiwi like every day.
All right. So we have. We have good things coming, pink boxes, finger looking good, then the diamonds forever. Who are you going to call? What happens in Vegas? Stay in Vegas 15 minutes could save you 15, whatever. Tastes so good. Tastes so good. Cat asks for it by name. All right, Shannon, round five.
Dirty mouth, clean it up.
Oh, morbid gum. Good one.
Pickle, you kumquat. Son of a bitch. You're
calling Candy Queen. Liquor.
My second favorite commercial of all time.
What, the French toast?
What, the French toast?
The French.
Oh, yeah, all right. Harvey.
Red Bull gives you wings.
So I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm not going to lie for my next one. And Harvey's. I was trying to pick his Red Bull. His name right now. I'm going with help me, I'm falling. I can't get up. that is gotta be my favorite commercial of all time.
Is it a slogan or just a line in the commercial?
It's a slogan.
It's a slogan.
Yeah, I'm falling and I can't. You're just gonna say that because y'all want to buy me one.
I really want to buy one.
I sold a bunch of those when I used to work for the elderly cell phone company.
Oh, wow. Oh,
shit. Mm-hmm.
VIP. All right,
Amanda.
Okay, I'm going back in time. This is no longer this company's slogan, but this is back when they were just a landline phone company. Reach out and touch someone. AT&T.
Can't do that now. Gotta get permission. Gotta get consent.
Consent's important. Place.
You can. There was a whole song. Reach out and touch
somebody.
Make this world a better place. You can.
But get their consent first.
Casey.
They're great.
Frosted
Pops.
I don't need a tiger. Toy like a tiger.
All right. I'm Kendra.
The happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Get those Disney adults.
My friend said that going to Disneyland and World without kids is the best time ever.
Yeah, it is. Well, duh. Lug around a stroller.
Buying it all day. Other world. Children there.
I mean, you can say that going anywhere without
go kids. After it. Disneyland does the after darks where there's no kids, though.
Oh, nice. I'm dying to do that.
I have never been to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World 3 times. Oh. So Disney World is fun as a kid.
Oh, then don't go to Disneyland if you've been to Disney World. I'm sure it's way better.
I've been to Disneyland twice. It was fine.
But Disney World sounds so cool.
World is in Cali, right?
No, World. We have world, land in California.
World's in Florida.
World's in Florida.
Okay.
World's you live in Florida.
How do you not know that?
I don't. I just live here. I don't.
Land's in Anaheim.
Yeah, land's in the in Cali. All right. Jamie says enjoying these. It got my mind rolling on some oldies like Where's the Beef? That I think Harvey said already.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie. Of course, I picked it. It was my second pick. You know you can depend on a winner. You know,
Josh is on you.
I'm gonna go with fourth meal, Taco Bell.
Living that Hobbit lifestyle.
Is that their slogan?
For a minute, it was. I think, or is it still?
I had a different one for Taco Bell. I mean, that's just a menu item. That's like being like McGriddle. Like.
So when they released that, that was their slogan for a while. But they've had many. They changed their slogan. Yeah. Hold on. Don't say what you got. It might get to somebody else. All right,
so we got Gertie Mouth, Red Bull Gives You Wings. Help me out. Paul, I can't get up.
I picked McGriddle for McDonald's.
Great happy place in the world, and fourth meal, Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that was their slogan.
They have a commercial, and in the commercial, it's late, and they're like, what are we gonna do? Everything's closed. Fourth meal, and he whips out the car or keychain. Anyways, it's a slogan. Trust me, I know my family.
Okay, I have think outside the bun, but whatever.
Yeah. All right, Josh, so you,
oh god,
so I'm sticking with Taco Bell.
But no, no. What
Amanda said, I am going with Yokiro Taco
Bell. No!
Good one.
Old school.
I thought that would get to my bench, and I have a Chihuahua, so I was literally going to pick Yokiro Taco Bell for my bench.
I was too. That's my bench too. Everybody bitches?
Yeah. But I have a Chihuahua. I should get to have it.
No!
Yeah. Then you shouldn't have brought up Taco Bell outside of your freaking selection.
I was going to do that no matter what. And when you kept being like, there's other ones, I was like, don't say my thing because I'm saying that next.
Oh my God.
I end the game with pick think outside the bun. I'm sorry.
Well, now you can pick Josh. It.
I don't want it. All right. I want my Chihuahua slogan.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go with the best part of waking up.
It's Folgers in your cup.
But I mean, that's kind of a jingle in a slogan.
Best part of waking up is their slogan.
Best part of waking up, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because otherwise I would have went with $5.
No, shush.
But that's a jingle.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't say
it. Yeah, that's true.
All right, Casey.
What can Brown do for you?
That's a good one.
Yes. I like that after $5 footlong. At the footlong.
Yeah. What was it?
What can Brown do for you?
Yes. I get Subway and I have that lettuce. It's exactly what happened.
All right, Amanda.
Salmonella.
So I feel weird because I'm the only one that picked any fake ones. So I don't know if I should pick another fake one and keep it even or go with a real
one. Do it. Do whatever you want to do. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to because I wanted to do 3 and 3.
I did too.
Which I think is what, yes. Limitless paper in a limitless world.
Huh.
Dunder Mifflin.
People paper.
I'm sorry. All right. And I'm going to go Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Good one. Yeah.
Rice Krispies.
All right.
One time I made Rice Krispie treats. So I was a cheerleader, and we did like, you know, you would make like little goodie bags for the athletes. Like the beginning of football season, we would like make signs and make them little goodie bags. And my mom never taught me how to cook anything. Okay. So I knew zero, zilch, whatever. Everybody kept going, we're going to bake our Rice Krispie treats. We're going to bake Rice Krispie treats. We're going to bake, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, how do I make Rice Krispie treats? I looked it up on the thing, you know, the marshmallow cream thing, did all the stuff, did everything you're supposed to do. And then I put it in the oven. And I called my friends and I was like, how long do I bake these for? She's like,
aww. See, all the athletes at my school were just getting hand jobs in the back of the van.
You're a special kind of blonde, aren't you?
They said bake Rice Krispie treats like 15 times. How was I teaching them? My mom didn't teach me stuff.
So that to me as well. So a girl brought me Rice Krispie treats. She said, these are for you. And I thought they were chocolate, but they were actually burnt. So I didn't even look at it. I just ate it.
Wow.
I said, oh my God, never fucking again.
Thought that counts. And I know that we worked like half a summer to paint signs for 32 athletes on a team to hang up in the hallways.
That's a whole lot of hand jobs.
Well, in high school, cheerleaders gave the thought that counts a little different from rock chemistry. Just saying.
right.
Yes, I was better at blowjobs than baking, clearly.
Jesus.
Apparently. Thank goodness.
Oh, so, real quick. Real quick, the full thing for fourth mill is you're craving fourth mill. So that's the full thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have looked it up to make sure I wasn't fibbing.
Okay, well, Harvey.
Did you say fibbing? You're so cute. Fibbing.
I know.
I'm kidding. You're so cute. I love you.
I wasn't fibbing.
All right, Harvey.
Oh, God. There's so many of them. I'm going to go with it keeps going. And going, yes. And going, Energizer.
Man, that's a good
one. Unlike Harvey.
Slogan. I didn't even think about that.
He keeps winning.
That button.
And you got winning. A lot of slogan shit.
And winning.
So, right. Casey, you should be going for Harvey, because if I won that veto, I was giving my thing to you.
You were giving your thing to? Okay.
Yeah, you know, wink, wink.
Wink, any wink, wink.
I don't want anything that you have.
Well, it was a buy-in to the podcast awards, so go fuck yourself.
Anyway. Wow!
Okay. Well, Shannon,
you said
it's all right.
You said you were giving me your thing. I don't want your thing.
It was a joke.
You said I was giving you my buy-in.
I gotta take it to creepy land, because I'm sure you all, you know, expect nothing less of me. I'm gonna go with perhaps you can help solve a mystery, unsolve mysteries.
Oh. Okay.
Somebody should have picked it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Oh,
yeah.
That gives only me you.
Oh, only you can prevent forest fires.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't even think of that.
Or dare.
What's dares?
Dares.
Do it.
D-A-R-E, whatever that shit's called. Don't. Yeah, or friends don't let friends smoke weed, some shit like that. I don't know. Listen, it was bullshit. Anyway.
Friends don't let
This is your brain on drugs. Would have been a great one.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a
tissue?
I had double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's a great one.
The fresh maker.
It was Kill Taco Bell. The part of waking up. What can Brown do for you? Limitless paper, limitless world. Snack, crackle, and pop. It keeps going and going. And perhaps you can solve an unsolved mystery. Okay, Shanna, you have any elementary?
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Harvey.
Have it your way. That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? I was thinking about that one.
Have that.
You're getting Adele.
Oh,
yeah, one way back. Bet you can't eat just one.
Mm-hmm.
Time to make the donuts. Old school one. That's it.
I don't know.
It's on me. I only had one left, actually. And that's because I always remix it. Every kiss begins with K. But I always say, every kiss begins with Dre. Always say, every single time. Every single time, as I said. Now, with
that's a cute song.
With consent, though. I want to make sure I say that. All right, now, Amanda, go ahead.
Every kiss begins with a signature on a form.
Make sure you get it notarized. I had some other ones you guys said. Like I said, had double your pleasure, double your fun. The Gatorade one I had was, is it in you?
I said that a lot in my life.
Exactly. I had, if you don't look good, we don't look good. Vidal Sassoon, that's an old one. And then I had put on a happy face. Smilex from Batman.
Mm. All right. Casey.
Can't hear you, Case.
Now it's muted.
Now you're good.
Once you pop, you can stop.
Oh, okay, that was it.
My tricks are for kids.
You can't stop.
Can't stop. Expect more, pay less. That's Walmart. And I can't believe it's not butter. which is like
I like a remix. I can't believe it's not butter. Spray. <That shit. laughs> For some reason, added a spray. Like, I don't know why. All right, Josh, it's on you.
Yeah, Lego my ego. Mm. Get your fingers off my Butterfinger. Mm. I had Eating Good in the Neighborhood. He went to Jared.
Oh.
And then at Olive Garden, your family.
Dang, those are all good ones.
Good
they
job
there. Jared one.
Right. He went to Jared.
The jewelries. Okay.
You went to Jared.
I liked your Arby's one, but I like Dre. I like the remix. I was like, they have the meats for sandwiches. Like, why'd they add that?
We have the meats.
Good job, everybody. Big shout out to Amanda because she does the graphics so everybody can vote.
Big shout out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good job.
And, yeah, before we go into the future, we must go into the past. For movies that needs a sequel, it was a tie for second place with Harvey and Shanna. The winner was Josh.
Yeah.
This guy coming in, just winning like every other week. Damn, oh, man.
I've been wondering a while.
Scared, Harvey?
For this win.
No, not at all. I'm happy.
And for the Golden Girls.
And this is why.
For the Golden Girls one, top for second was Josh and Shanna. Number one was Harvey.
Bang!
So, Josh, do you want to say what we're doing next week?
Yeah, so next week we are doing our top six best female anime characters.
Interesting. Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Ooh. Yeah, we're going to have fun with it. Can't pick the same character more than once. And anime is about the style. It doesn't have to be anime for Japan. It could be from, like, Korea. You know, as long as it's subtitled and has to be dubbed into America. Or English.
And I will have a proxy filling in for me on that.
I just told my daughter.
It has to be something that's dubbed.
No.
Well, it doesn't have to be dubbed. Oh, okay. It can't be. You can't pick Avatar The Last Airbender. Even though a lot of people like to argue that that's anime, you can't pick the Powerpuff Girls. It needs to be something that came
Damn.
Out.
Taking a lot
of things out. Has to have a graphic
novel. Whoa. So, first of all, I agree with the Powerpuff Girls, but Last Airbender is actually a definitely anime. Avatar is a anime.
It's not, but it is. Know, it's in that style. It's in that
what
thing.
Wikipedia says, though.
It definitely is.
Girls
says, but yeah. That's just because
no, Wikipedia.
The definition Wikipedia. Of anime has changed.
I will definitely go back for that.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. Just to make this simple, because I'm not going to, because you're right, and that's the thing. A lot of people consider it to be anime. I don't technically, so what I'm going to say is this. Instead of the subtitle thing, it has to be a show that started with a manga. And then we'll leave it at that. That'll make sure.
I don't even know what that is.
Anime shows.
Manga is
like
a graphic novel.
Yeah, it's the graphic novel.
So, actually, all my picks, because I want to pick Lucy from Alpha and Lee, and that didn't come with a manga at all. That's just a regular anime that started with in Asia. So,
are you sure it doesn't have a manga?
Sailor
Moon definitely is a manga.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a deep manga, yeah.
I hope I get first pick because I'm probably going to pick Sailor Moon.
Because I thought some of the mangas came out.
They're Sailor Mars, too.
Did Tokyo Ghoul have manga first? Because I thought it came out after.
So we're going to basically be saying our picks and you're going to tell us yes or no.
As long as it has a manga. Whether it came first or the manga came second.
So I was with you the whole time. I was rooting for this because I love anime, but the manga thing is we're going to get me because a lot of my anime don't have my manga, so especially Alpha Lee, which Lucy's my favorite character of all time. So
I mean, that's my 20-year-old's picking for
me. Well, I'll look into it a little deeper, and I might make a change, but I'm pretty sure there's a manga or a light novel attached to Alpha Lee.
Just be like,
Harvey.
Oh, I got the
okay. Word. So, what are we doing? We had some deep conversation about that, but what this we're doing next week. Our next draft is 90s R&B. Harvey, want to go on? See what this is.
Okay, so I'll try to explain this as briefly as possible. It's 90s R&B. And then
long story short.
And six different topics within the genre. You have to pick a song by a male solo artist. You have to pick a song by a female solo artist. You have to pick a song from a group of men. You have to pick a song from a group of women. You have to pick a song that was a duet sung by a man and a woman. And finally, the last one is your favorite song of 90s R&B.
Okay.
Songs cannot be repeated. Mm-hmm. Artists can be repeated. It's a 10-year run. It's hard to be like, once you pick this people, it's done. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to do that. I almost did that because I would have made these lists even more fun. Mm-hmm. But
would it though?
I would have showed up at your house. Let's be honest.
I'm saying, like, if you're trying to come through, whatever. But
getting a glitter bomb in the mail.
I pay somebody to open my mail. Okay, so so basically, and then favorite, your favorite. The only real caveat here is, since favorite is the end, it's got to be a song that wasn't previously chosen. Mm-hmm. So
by anyone or just you?
Huh? By anyone. By anyone. Yeah.
All right. So the order is Kendra, myself, Casey, Josh, Harvey, Amanda, and Shanna. Now round two will be Shanna, Amanda, Harvey, Camp. Oh, okay, my hair. Josh, Casey, myself, and Kendra.
Look at me right in the middle. Here's a story. Right. Okay.
Oh, the lovely lady.
All right, so our first round, we're going to do duets.
Look at you.
Oh,
Kendra.
Okay.
You first.
I'm going to go Keith Sweat and Athena Cage. Nobody.
Nobody.
God, that song is so sexy.
And who can love you like? Oh, I love that song.
Nobody.
All right. It's on me, and I'm going Nothing Even Matters by Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo.
Good pick.
Damn
bro.
You.
Good pick. Excellent pick.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Head in the face, and then sing a song about it.
I will.
All right. Casey.
Let's go with the father and daughter of Nat and Natalie.
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
Good pick.
Oh.
Excellent pick.
Tears every time. Good pick. Yeah.
If you're watching Watchmen, you see that song in a different light, though. It's still a beautiful part of Watchmen, but that shit is a little creepy. Just like I got five on it for us. Like it got a little creepy. All right, Josh is on you.
Going with Give You My Heart, Babyface, and Toni Braxton.
Good pick. Good pick. Great pick.
Thank you.
Great pick.
It'd be better if y'all weren't taking my picks.
Mm. Harvey.
All right. I've got three here. Which one should I take?
The one that's not mine.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. That helped. Okay.
Take Shanna's.
No. All right. My pick.
I'll give you a dollar.
A whole dollar? Oh my!
I got a dollar. Yes. I got a dollar. Hey.
My pick is the classic duet by Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, "Something in Common."
Ooh.
Think about that. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. They're so good. They're so good.
93 or 92, something like that. The early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really good though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a great song. Well, no, Whitney was a bad influence on Bobby.
All right. Amanda.
All right. Well, my top two got taken, so luckily my third one is still on here. I am going with Slow Jam, Usher and Monica.
Mm-hmm. Play another slow jam. All right.
Usher, baby. Oh, shit. That means I can't pick Usher again. Fuck. All right.
Can anybody pick Usher?
Yes.
We can pick Usher. She can't.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it. All right. That's fine.
And Shanna.
I am going to go with the brother-sister duet of Janet and Michael, Scream.
Mm.
Nice.
Good pick.
I am surprised that my other two is not... I'm really surprised Mother 2 didn't pick. All right. Anyway, so Nobody, Nothing Matters, Unforgettable, Give You My Heart, Something in Common, Slow Jam, and Scream. Shanna, we're doing female group.
I'm going to go No Scrubs, TLC.
Okay. Amanda.
Suck.
Shit.
Who's that by?
I am.
Or Kelly.
Oh, Kelly?
Your mom. Oh, that was terrible. Okay, so I have a question, which I should have asked before. If it's a female group, but there's somebody else with them, is that okay? Or does it just have to be the female group?
It's a what female if it's two group.
What if it's two female groups singing together?
Then they're a big female group.
Then they're a big
gigantic
group
of females. All right. I'm going with What a Man, Salt and Pepper, and En Vogue.
Yeah, it's Salt and Pepper featuring En Vogue, so that'd have been fine.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Or is it En Vogue featuring Salt and Pepper?
Oh, maybe that's
no.
No, it's Salt and Pepper because it's
Salt and Pepper. It's definitely Salt and Pepper, and En Vogue is singing the hook. Yeah,
then that's more rap than R&B though. That's the hip hop R&B though, right?
It's not very necessary.
No, right, it's the style of the song versus who it is singing it.
I mean,
I put Scream as a pop song then.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Sit down. I mean, technically, she's right because they're rapping it, and then the girls from En Vogue sing the hook, and then they come back.
I'm fine.
But no, you're good. Keep it.
No, I'm changing it. Oh. I'll change it. I got another one.
You good? Keep what you got.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I made a smooth like berry, and it's what it's got bass.
All right. I'm just gonna. If it's a girl group, I'm gonna go with Weak by SWV.
That was in my head.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna do that. You made your pick.
Harvey, right. if I had to pick again, that was my next one. So
I'm
you got
sure
one
it was.
All right, Josh.
What did Shannon pick? I missed it.
She picked No Scrubs.
Oh, okay, that's right.
TLC.
I'm going with Where My Girls At, 702.
Good.
Every time I see those numbers, I'm like, Where My Girls At?
I used to think Where My Girls At, white front to back, is what I used to think it was.
All right, Casey.
Don't Let Go, En Vogue.
I had that too.
That's a good video too.
It's on me, and I'm going to go SWV as well. I'm going to go Right Here. Same form of human nature.
Good pick, bro.
We shouldn't have done this. I have to stop singing.
All right, Kendra's on you.
I'm going Black. Bring It All to Me.
Nice. Bring it
all to me. That's because your boy in there singing it. He's singing the hook. Who is it?
I'm a Backstreet Girl. It's JC though, and he does kill it. He with his thug appeal. What?
Hey, nothing about him.
So funny. I love that.
JC does not have thug appeal.
Yeah. My jeans, my Tim's, my thug appeal.
That's his first pair of Tim's, and that's just for the video.
You know,
and when he leaves them at the video.
He didn't even buy those.
Yeah, he borrowed them from somebody else.
Filling my jeans, my jeans.
All right, so we got No Scrubs, What a Man, Weak, Where's My Girls At, Don't Let It Go, Right Here, and Bring It On to Me. Kendra, female solo.
Oh, my favorite. Brandy, Sitting Up in My Room.
Damn it. I wasn't getting that.
All right. It's on me.
Y'all are going to break my heart before this gets to me.
Yep.
I'm going to go Mariah Carey. I'm not sure which one yet, though. Because the one I want is fucking more pop. But no, I win if I pick it. And then Shanna actually put the pop song. So I'm listen. All right, listen. I'm going all for Christmas. I'm
right. Oh my god! I'm going,
no, you ain't gonna win. People like love to hate that, but
let him have it.
All yours, bro.
He makes $3 million a year from that one song. So some people love it. So there you go. So,
I like it.
Yeah, retail stores.
Yeah.
Right. That's fair.
I worked at Macy's one Christmas. That and that NSYNC song over and over and over.
All right, Casey.
Let's go doo-wop that thing, Lauryn Hill.
Oh, Lauryn Hill.
Guys, you know you better
watch out. All right, Josh.
Going one in a million, Aaliyah.
Motherfucking
piece. Sorry. That was you was upset. I felt that.
All right. Harvey.
Let's go with Mary J. Blige and Real Love.
Real Love. I had that on my list too. Good one. I'm searching for
real love. Harvey, did you get a freak Nick?
Ha! Shit. Hell no, not at all. No.
I gotta watch this because I still have no idea what Freaknik is.
The older aide in my class, she did. She went 94. I was like, are you serious? That's so cool.
94.
It was still good.
Yeah, I went to college when I was in 92, but no. The black girls didn't like me, so that wouldn't have fit my I wanted to work.
Harvey, did you go to the Greek?
I actually did do that. It didn't work out the way I wanted, but I did make it there once.
Okay, all right. I don't know the freak Nick is the big thing right now because documentary, but I said on Facebook, I'll say it again. The Greek in Philly was better than the freak Nick. I will say it and I'll say it again. And you actually did a go. That shit was amazing for her.
And like when you were like young,
I was 12.
I went to both of them?
No.
And so the 2000s.
Yeah, 2000.
This was like 90s though. So how did the 90s compare to what they did? I think the documentary saying like Outkast and the, like what it did for hip hop and fashion. So interesting on that note. Greek life, I don't understand.
It wasn't about Greek life. It was not about Greek life.
Well, Freak Nick was not into that either. So.
All right. Amanda.
Very good doc though.
If you also.
I started listening to y'all talk, and then I can't decide because both of my two top ones, the artist has already been picked, so I don't want to be like sloppy seconds on the artist, but also.
What's picked by you? If you want to pick by you, you
can go. No. Just, I am going to go with X Factor, Lauryn Hill.
Really good pick.
That song hits me in my feels so hard.
It hits everyone. Yeah, it was in their feelings, man. That was it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shanna.
I'm going to go Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Mm. That's the one I had in my head right now. Like, nobody.
Yeah. Say love me again.
Everyone.
I thought Casey would know that. Yeah.
All right. So, Female solo, sitting up in my room all for Christmas, doo-wop, one in a million, real love, X Factor, Break My Heart. Now, because females are done, it was only males left. No, he's our favorite song.
Yeah,
so
favorite.
I am going to say this, though. I mean, if somebody has another day or not, but because I forgot that you can't pick pick it again, I had Lauryn Hill's Zion. I think Zion's the best song on that album. The Zion's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Did y'all see they inducted that album into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever?
Yeah. Like, she said, I'm going to do one fantastic thing and I'm going to dip. And that's iconic.
Then ignored all the people who helped her write it because then she got sued and they had to pay them out. She ain't write that alone.
Didn't she go like the and then tax evasion?
She made a lot of mistakes. Yeah.
Choices.
Shanna, we're going Mel Group.
I'm going Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Mm-hmm. I'll make love to you. Ugh. I saw them in concert after that album came out. That concert was just so full of pheromones.
I bet. Oh, my God.
His sex was just in the air.
Wow.
All right.
The air was thick with Lady Bees.
Yes. I am going to take... Don't Leave Me by Blackstreet. Don't leave me, girl. Stay with me. Ugh.
Harvey.
I'm going with Cupid by 112.
What's that? 94?
Yes. Check it out if you need to. I verified every one of these years.
Okay.
Isn't that a duet, though? Isn't that the one that Biggie's on? Or is that a different one?
No, he's not. No. Cupid is a ballad. He's only.
What's the 112 song? Oh, never mind. I know what it is.
Unless you give it a try. True. Oh, damn, it's 97. Shit. God,
Don't question me, man.
yo, that does not seem that old. So just
I know it doesn't, right? About that. That song is 27 years old. Now that you think about that.
All right, Josh.
I am going with, we're doing groups, right?
Yep.
Okay. Feels Good, Tony.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Casey.
I have too.
End of the road. End of the road, Boys to Men.
Good one.
All right. Because people went Boys to Men heavy and still didn't pick any of my Boys to Men songs. I'm actually going to stick with Boys to Men. And I'm going to go Drew Hill. And I'm going to go Five Steps.
Absolute banger. Probably the song of that album. That. Yeah. Five Steps is one.
That whole album is fucking amazing.
But it is. Five Steps. That's supposed to be like an album cut, but it's an amazing song.
Yeah.
All right, Kendra.
All for One, I Swear.
I swear.
That's borderline R&B because it was a black guy in the group. Oh my
God. I like Ryan Reynolds' version better from Just
Friends. I do too. Ryan Reynolds and Just Friends. Classic.
Okay, so I Make Love to You, Don't Leave Me, Cupid, Feels Good, End of the Road, Five Steps, and I Swear. All right, Kendra, Mel Solo.
I'm going with Powerline, Eye to Eye.
Of course you are.
Jeez. I love it. I fucking love it.
Anytime.
I love it. I even think about that shit too, but I love it. I love it.
So I have this bad feeling that Josh has the same vibe as me and he's gonna pick my song, and if you do, I might have to come there.
We'll see. It's on me, and I'm going to go whenever, whatever, Mexico.
I was like, Shakira?
I'll be around, you'll be near.
Casey.
Like, is she really that great if we could all sound like her?
Pony, Genuine.
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 I say Genuine.
Yeah, but it's spelled Genuine.
So I have a story about that song. So when I moved to Seaside to my friends.
Is it a stripper song?
Yeah, basically. When I moved to Seaside, I went out with two friends to a different town and went to this bar, and this lady said she's about to get married, and her friends asked me to dance on her and shit. So I did. Come to find out, it was fucking Emily's aunt.
Oh, that's
weird. Yeah, because my aunt.
Were you in Astoria?
This is a six. Yeah, it's a story. This is 6 years ago.
Yeah, sounds like an Astoria.
But yeah.
Right. You was at the bar, or was you at the one strip club in Astoria?
No, it was at the bar. It was a whole bar. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So will she return the favor at your bachelor party?
I don't think I want that. Personally. All right. All right, Josh, it's on you.
I'm doing still not a player. Big pun.
Good one.
No, I can't let that go.
No.
That is just straight rap. That is straight rap.
It's not straight rap at all.
No. That is Big Pun featuring
Joe.
Joe.
But, as a feature, not as
but
a duet.
That is not, because no, it's a Mel solo and the song is Big Pun. It's not, it's not Joe.
Fine. Then I'm going with Remember the Time, Michael Jackson.
Okay, he went bigger. Okay.
Thanks,
hey,
Michael.
Oh, that was
I'm okay.
The one, Amanda, that you were going for?
I'm okay with that.
Hey, well, don't be mad at me because I wasn't going to pick it.
Hey, listen.
I had to reach into my bag.
You didn't have to dig that far. Michael was right up top. He was right there.
Okay. Harvey.
Oh, y'all.
Oh, it is me. All right. Great. I didn't expect it. Well, I should have expected it. Let's go with Lady by D'Angelo. Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out if you guys are going to give me this or if you're going to say it's hip hop. So maybe we can take a vote.
Sure. So before you do, just make sure, like, whose song actually it is. Just want to make sure.
I know whose song it actually is.
All right.
Juicy, Notorious B.I.G.
That's rap.
That's hip hop. That's just straight rap.
No.
Oh, come on. It's so much of this. Okay. All right. Well,
Lemonhead is still there. Ain't nobody picked a Lemonhead song yet. So.
All right.
Who?
The fuck is
Lemonhead? Y'all know who Lemonhead is?
No.
Oh, sure. Y'all ain't heard? He got a Lemonhead.
Oh, I'm fine. I was gonna save this for my favorite song, but I'll just pick it here. Can We Talk, Tevin Campbell.
Mm. Oh, that's a good pick.
So that's actually a really good pick. Howard, though, I don't want to say this right now. Kendrick can actually still pick a Kevin Tevin Campbell song.
Of course, he can.
Because Powerline, Tevin Campbell, two people.
Right.
That's pretty smart, by the way. I'm not gonna lie. All right, Shannon, it's on you.
I'm gonna go Anytime, Brian McKnight.
That song came out right after The Love of My Life and I broke up, and I swear to God, I played it on repeat like 24/7.
It just reminded me of those like infomercials.
Who's putting this playlist together? This is gonna be a problem.
Casey is, I know. Fire.
So, and thank you to Casey for doing the playlists as well.
Yeah, Casey, thanks for doing the playlist, bro.
So, Mel Solo, it goes Eye to Eye, Whenever, Whatever, Whatever, Pony, Remember the Time, Lady, Can We Talk at Any Time? So, last but not least, favorite song. Remember, you cannot pick somebody you already picked. Shannon, it's on you.
Shit.
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Okay.
That's pop, man.
It's Amanda. Borderline. It's because it's
but
Whitney.
But in radio, they say they're black, so they
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I give it to you. Listen, I think it's where I'm being personally. Amanda, for you.
I don't know. All right, I'm gonna go. Back and forth, Aaliyah.
Oh, good pick.
Since Josh took one in a million, you bastard. Let me see you go back.
All right, Harvey.
Oh, it is my turn, isn't it? I was all up in the track.
Uh-huh.
Let's do.
Oh, Casey, I'm not 100% sure Aaliyah is on Spotify. I haven't checked in a while, but her family used to be like, she wasn't on any streaming. And I think now she might be on Apple Music. So you'll have to check. But
she's there now.
She is? Yeah, okay. Fine. Okay. It was like a whole big deal.
Last time I looked, she was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Give me time to think.
Freaking guard.
Harvey's on you.
Whew. There's so much left here. Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to go with Groove Theory, Tell Me.
Good one. I have that, too.
Josh.
Give your mother.
Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
Ooh.
Nice.
I think they'll make it to me.
All right. Casey. That's a good pick, Joe, Josh. I love that one.
Oh, I love that song. Thanks.
I like to think about what's better, Return of the Mac or what's the Orange Juice Jones, The Rain.
Oh, The Rain.
Oh, The Rain. I don't know. I still think Return of the Mac is better.
Hey, if you saw the show BMF, that song will never be the same for you.
Never be the same.
The outro for The Rain is
you hilarious. Just a score trying to get it right. How about you think you couldn't even pronounce?
Don't touch that coat.
Don't touch that coat. I missed you so much. I followed you today. You cold busted. Oh my god.
It's just hilarious. All right, sorry, Casey. Go ahead.
Oh, we can't hear you,
buddy. Sorry. Let me see. Go back. That song's in my head now. We're going to stick with anything that's movie themed and go with the greatest R&B singer of all time from a movie. We're going to go, Will You Be There?
Nice.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna go with Go Ninja Rap.
Go ninja, go. That's hip hop.
Oh god.
Are you sure?
So I'm going to it's on me and I'm gonna go with my favorite Boyz II Men song of all time. Call me. I do love that song, actually.
I do too.
Call Me Mama's Boy if you want, but I'm going Song for Mama.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Love that soul food.
Mama. Yeah, right before she killed you with that cornbread.
All right, Kendra, get the very last pick.
I'm going to go with middle school, or do I want to go? I'm gonna go with John B, that white guy with that little pencil mustache. Yes, they don't know.
Oh,
that video is so good. He's like,
I like John B.
It's so funny. What? My husband's like, I could have been John B. I'm like, no, you couldn't.
Wow. He does look like him a little bit. I think I saw that.
That little mustache.
All right. So
fun
we
fact
have.
About, I lost my virginity to that song.
Damn.
Okay. Oh, right.
Thanks for the info.
So I got I Will Always Love You, Back and Forth, Tell Me, Return of the Mac, Would You Be There, Song for Mama, and They Don't Know. All right, Kendra, do you have any honorable mentions for like duets? Or what, any honorable mentions, period?
I was going to do another Black song we covered Time After Time. It's really good. Andrew Hill was my other one. How Deep Is Your Love? Cause it was,
oh, that's a good one.
And then, like, on the roof, like, how deep is your love for me?
The little fat one.
Name right. Like Teddy.
No, it's a. Please. Damn, fuck him. No, it's not Teddy, but it's gonna come to me, I promise. Give me a moment. I'm not gonna look it up. My mention, so for duets, for some reason I'm surprised these two didn't get picked. We Can't Be Friends by Deborah Cox and RL.
I had that.
I had it.
And A Whole New World by People Braxton and Regina Bell.
I had that, but I wasn't sure if that counted or if it was more pop.
Definitely R&B. I thought it was R&B.
But it's Regina Bell and
Peebo.
Peebo.
Yeah. Ain't nothing pop about Peebo.
No. And then for Mel Group, I had two Boyz II Men songs, but I didn't want to go to Boyz II Men. I had Girl in Life magazine, which I fucking love, and On Bended Knee. Mel Solo, I had Where I Want to Be by Donald Jones.
I had him too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Casey, you got any other mentions?
Waterfalls, TLC.
Had that.
Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Mm.
If I Ever Fall in Love.
I had that.
Do I need to say the band
Shy.
There?
Shy.
That's the 90s or 80s?
No, it's
that's
90s.
90s.
I think that's 90s.
Shy. It's
90s. It was 91.
Early 90s, but it's 90.
Okay.
Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It.
Mm-hmm. This is how we do it.
And I Want to Sex You Up, Color Me Bad.
Oof. I had that too. Ooh. I almost picked it. Ooh. They went to school like 2 blocks from me.
Josh.
So, I don't have any. My list was really, really thin, and I'm surprised I did as well as I did.
Okay.
Well, that's what you get when you steal other people's picks.
Wow.
It's not stealing if I pick them first.
Yeah.
That's true. Harvey.
Semantics.
Right. Yeah. For I'll start with duets. I had Broken Hearted, Brandy and Wanya Morris.
And life's not over. That's a little song.
Yeah, they were a thing at that time, which was talk about it. We can't be friends. I already said that. All right. For men, I had Back at One, Brian McKnight.
I had that.
Crazy Love, Brian McKnight. I had Ascension for Maxwell, something, something. Till the Cops Come. D'Angelo, I had Cruisin' and Brown Sugar. I had Donnell Jones. For women, I had Erykah Badu, On and On.
Good one.
And Next Lifetime.
I guess I see you next lifetime.
Yeah. For Aaliyah, I had a few. I had Four Page Letter. I almost went with Four Page Letter because that's, If Your Girl Only Knew.
Yeah, that, that song. Okay.
Toni Braxton, Another Sad Love Song, Breathe Again.
You Make Me High. Breathe again.
And for groups, How Nobody Picked Jodeci is, you know.
I had Lately.
I had
one of my,
I had Forever My Lady, Stay, and all that. And then Tell Me by Drew Hill. I had Hold On by En Vogue. I think somebody picked En Vogue, right? Was that?
I did pick Hold On.
Yeah.
And no, you picked Don't Let Go.
You put on
Don't Let Go. Yeah.
Wait, that's the same thing. Don't Let Go, Hold On.
No, is it two different songs?
But is that two different songs? I'm just saying, they wrote like the same song. That's the same concept.
It's two different songs, but it's the same concept, though.
They're synonyms. They're synonyms.
Very smart.
And then last but not least, for female groups, I had Escape. So, like, Just Kicking It and Understanding and Who Can I Run To?
Escape, what Harvey does for the active adult community.
Wow. They got one of those things on my ankle. So if I try to leave, I'll get a zap and then, you know.
Understanding.
And it'll bump up
on the come pick you up.
What?
All right, Amanda.
You have the ankle thing, so you get a zap, and then Carice has to come pick you up.
She ain't coming to pick me up. That's it. She dropped me off and leaving.
Understanding was such a fucking good song. It was underrated. A lot of mine have got picked. For male solo, I had You Make Me Wanna, but I couldn't pick it because I'd already picked Usher.
Josh stole your shit.
Yeah. Female solo, I had I Love Your Smile.
Shanice.
Yeah, so good. And I had No Ordinary Love by Sade.
Sade.
Ken's favorite artist.
Ever on your list?
Ken's favorite R&B singer.
That's not R&B. That's just like sad. Just sad. Like,
No Ordinary Love is R&B. How many people have said to that song? Come on now.
I've seen her concert. She's amazing.
Have you seen Indecent Proposal where they're fucking that song on a pile of money on a bed? Like, come on.
No.
All right. Male group, I had Before I Let You Go, my other favorite Blackstreet song. I could never decide between those two songs because they're both so good. I had All My Life,
Casey and JoJo.
I had Do Me, Do Me, Baby.
I was thinking of Modern Family.
Oh.
I wanna do you.
That was one of the best songs. That's not as good as the guy's song on The Office, but anyway. I had Never Gonna Get It by En Vogue, but I thought that might be considered hip hop. And then I had Shoop. And yeah, I think all my other ones. Oh, and I had Baby by Brandy.
Baby.
Don't you know that's your fine?
All right,
we should just all do karaoke of all these songs. We're doing so good.
I had, let's see here, for female, I had Vanessa Williams, Save the Best for Last.
That's pop. Yeah,
yeah, that's why I kind of stayed away from that one.
Everything's a pop to Harvey, so just go ahead.
That's not
I'm sorry. If that one song we were just, if Peebo, that song is not pop, then Save the Best for Last is not pop.
I also had Free Your Mind by En Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had The Boy Is Mine.
Brandy and Monica.
Is mine. Okay. Good job, everybody. All right.
Playlist is going to be fucking awesome.
I cannot wait for this playlist. It's going to get me.
All right. Josh,
it's like my mixtape that I found the other day.
I know.
Y'all, that was like the best discovery. Like, we have this old stereo in our garage that I have had since college. And we just listened to it when we cleaned the garage. So it's been there forever. And this tape was inside it. And it's all 90s sex music. That's all it is. And it was great. You
find old mixtapes, and I find old bags of Cheetos.
All right, Josh, he said, what are we doing next week again?
Yeah. So we are definitely doing the anime thing. We're doing the top five female anime characters. And I did look into it, and almost every single anime has a manga attached.
Damn.
So we're not doing the manga had to come before it. It just has to have a manga attached to it.
I need you to stop saying manga.
All you got to do is look it up in Wikipedia, and it will say manga, right underneath manga. It that there's a manga attached to it. Like Elf and Lied has a manga series that came out first. Yeah. And so baby. That's all. As long as it has one attached, you can use it to pick your female character from it.
Okay. And Harvey, what are we doing?
I don't remember. I feel like I may have
changed your mind.
Did you change your mind from the soap opera thing?
What was it?
You're making us
write
a soap.
Oh,
the soap opera. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'll give you guys
that. That sounds difficult.
I don't know. I thought it would have just been fun, but
sounds real difficult, Captain Manga.
I don't know. Now you know how I felt trying to do this R&B one, because I had to spend a lot of time researching. Because
all you gotta do is go to Spotify, like R&B.
All you gotta do is go to Crunchyroll and be like.
Crunchyroll
or YouTube?
It's Crunchyroll, and then it's different. Listen to 3 minutes of a fucking song than with the 30 minutes of a TV show.
Hey, all you gotta do is do what I did for the duet thing, and that's just put in Google.
Yeah, just Google it.
That's exactly what I did. I was like '90s R&B duets, and I was like, okay, that looks good. That looks good.
Two women can't pick that one.
All right, so we'll get rid of the soap opera one based on the response. What we will do instead is warning labels. Everybody gets around, and everybody has to say what the warning label would be if each one of us had a warning label, I guess. So in other words, Kendra has a round. What's the warning label that be attached to Kendra?
Shit.
Oh damn!
However, it was one to that. So I'm going to add on to that, Harvey, because I wanted to add on CJ and Cam. So it will be 9 rounds that for that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. If we're going to do that, and it's going to be 9 rounds, why don't we do something easier for that first round? And I can do something instead of the anime if you guys want to do that. Or we can keep doing the anime. It's up to you.
That's up to you.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Well, are you saying all 9 people are going to be drafting?
No, it's going to be all 9 rounds.
Okay.
We're doing 9 rounds, yeah.
Okay. But we don't have to do 9 rounds for anime. We can just do whoever's on the show. Yeah.
We're going to do 5. You're not going to do 6. We're just going to do top 5. That way it can be a little more even.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, good show, people. Let's say our goodbye, starting with.
Hello, I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. You can find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. You can go to kendrawritestuff.com, too, to find cool lists like, what am I doing? Oh, most iconic hair moments in movies. And then, check out this week. We're having CW Crush with Josh right here, the manga guy.
The manga guy.
manga. Yes, manga. And then the couple weeks later, Shanna will be on to talk about Pedro Pascal.
I need to be back on.
He's sounding way better than he looks. Just right now.
Talk
I don't get it, but hey. He's right, the father of Grogu, so I accept it.
Kendra, is that a Chris Gaines CD I see behind your head? Emo Garth.
And I get to just now noticing shit in her background. What the fuck, people?
She has so much stuff to notice. It's like every time I go somewhere different. Emo Garth, that's great.
Hey, Harvey, is that a plug in the background?
That's an outlet right behind me. I get electricity from there.
Here you go. Yes. I just noticed that.
Harvey had to live so much of his life without electricity in the house that he's really excited about it.
I needed to.
Sorry,
it's not my fault that Kendra has a bunch of fun eclectic stuff behind her head. I was going to talk about the scary stories to tell in the dark, but we can talk about that another time.
I know, but I thank you for reminding me, because my Fallout Boy CD was in this and I need to take it back to the car. Thank you.
You still listen to CDs in the car? That's so cute. Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, I'm Amanda, host of The Sip List, and we are finishing Women's History Month. Dre and I just recorded today top 5 female athletes. It was a really good episode. Just dropped yesterday with Harvey and Casey with our top 5 favorite female movie villains. And April, I don't know what's coming up, but Shanna and Casey have our other shows, so I will let them talk about those. But yeah, check it out.
Was Rose one of them?
Yes. Oh yeah. There you go. Rose was my number. We all had her. So yeah, I think she was my number.
No, not Rose from Get Out. Come on, Rose from Titanic.
No, fuck off.
we had a discussion about fucking Rose.
We did.
Oh, it's me. Hi.
Harvey, is that a glare on your forehead?
Hi, yes, I'm shiny. Yes. And then there's an outlet behind me right there. Look at
that. I thought that was from the landline internet.
Oh, no, we stopped doing that.
You know what? Ago. You guys can all eat a bag of dicks.
On that note, it's really bare behind me, so I've decided I need to start looking for stuff to put on my wall so I can be all cool like Kendra. Like, she's got the NWO pillow. Is that a pillow or a t-shirt?
It's a t-shirt.
It's the NWO. It's the red and black, right? That red and black.
What are you colorblind?
Yes.
You need to get autographs from people.
I don't know. I wanted to put cool stuff back there, but like, you know, mental health related for men. So that's what I've been looking. The only thing I have so far is Be the Reason Someone Smiles Today.
Is that from HomeGoods?
It is from HomeGoods. You can see that sticker, can't you? You
know how long I recognize the sticker.
You know how long I had to be online to pick this up, man? Either way, yeah. So if you guys see anything that you think is interesting, send it to me and I'll send you money. Something like that. Either way, this was fun. Please vote for me. Hashtag vote for Harvey.
No.
Because you want me to win so I can surpass DeAndre and work my way up to the next guy. Either way, and that's his name is Casey. I'm coming for you, bro. This was fun. And next week can be even better. Warning labels.
Right there, buddy.
Design a poster on Canva and then order it through Vistaprint. I've done that a couple of times.
That is a good idea.
I made my dog a Taylor Swift eras looking poster with pictures of my dog. It's Mason's nap era. And it's
okay, I'm going to need you to talk to me about that so that I can do that with my animals.
I think I still have the link to the...
Okay, yes, I was done. Now it's time for J-Town.
We don't care. It's Women's History Month.
Yeah.
30 smile. People watching. But the 30 people watching is not the same person. Just letting you know that now.
Okay? Go ahead, Jay.
Yo, what up, everybody? It is Josh, a.k.a. J-Time. I am the co-host of the Toontastic Journeys podcast. Check us out this Saturday. We are watching Steven Universe and discussing it. You can also find me on Fridays at the Masturbators Bracket Review Show, as well as season 2. And since Harvey's campaign, I'm going to campaign too. Look, I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. Vote for me, and I will pick the geekiest, nerdiest topics ever.
Oh, no.
Vote for nerd.
Yeah, You and Hal Jordan.
Star Wars is coming soon.
Hashtag Star Wars is trash.
I'm okay with Star Wars. I like Star Wars.
You see what I got doing? You know, Star Wars. No Star Wars, no Power Rangers, no Star Trek.
I love Power Rangers. Wow. You don't get it all.
No. This guy be going to the recents.
You just can't hear the female voices because you don't care about us.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Exactly. I just thought that too.
Hey, I picked a really good female topic for this month.
You did. Yeah. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So did I. I thought I had pretty good.
Yeah.
Female villains. I'm just saying.
You did.
Shanna. I agree.
Mm-hmm. I'm Shanna, co-host of Crime Rewind with Amanda, where we talk about the old, cold, and often untold true crime cases of our world and our generations. And vote for me, and I won't send you nudes.
But what if I want them?
You can ask me privately.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. I'm Casey, host of An Evening at the Movies, co-host of Literature Reapers, that evidently I need to sit down and have a conversation with two people so that we can get our next episode recorded, because Literature Reapers is coming back.
Yay!
A date to record said episode.
It's but just out there right about... now. It's mythical.
Yeah, well, it's very mythical. So may the odds be ever in your favor to listen to this episode.
But, yeah. I see what you did there.
We will be discussing the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Songbirds and Snakes.
The two S words come in one order or another. I don't always remember which one. But we are currently in the midst of movies everybody should see once in their lifetime month as well. We've got some great episodes coming up over the next 5 weeks before we hit superhero month. So we'll be doing superheroes in May and possibly a very special announcement coming tomorrow. So tune in and find out what that is all about. And then movies that are 40 years old this summer. So this was a lot of fun. And before I go and before I turn it back over to Dre, I want to debut a hashtag that everybody should be using. Hashtag don't vote for Josh and hashtag fuck Harvey.
Ooh. I'm
staying in first place.
I mean, if he buys me a drink,
I'm saying, no, I wouldn't disrespect George like that. That would be
okay.
I mean, once you go Harvey, you know.
So. I mean, I've been waiting. I never get a call. It's like, I did notice Casey is wearing the shirt of the best horror franchise ever.
Actually, technically, there is a T-shirt underneath as well.
So we're going to move on to Sasha. Actually, is
the Springwood High School physical education shirt. So
look, it's technically, a baby.
Nightmare on Elm Street is touching my skin. That hot garbage Michael Myers is not. So.
Yeah, uh-huh. Everybody knows Nightmare is the superior Dre. Franchise.
Oh my! Sasha!
Say hi, family. Hey, hi, family. You're bright as hell.
You look like Mr. Burns in that episode where he's the alien. She's like,
her hair. I just want to rub my hands through it.
All right. So Sasha says bye. Okay, all right, touch it.
She doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, she wants to touch buttons. And then there you go. All right, so again, my name is Andrew Robinson. I'm a host of a lot of things I'm not going to say for my daughter right now. And love you guys, and we are out. Say bye, Sasha.
Bye, Sasha.
Vote for Harvey.
Vote for the